The former head of Philadelphia's for-profit eviction system is facing a second lawsuit in connection to an attempted lockout in 2023. WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports the violent episode contributed to the end of the private operation.
A property management worker is suing Marissa Shooter and Vincent Tabata, the armed contractor she sent that July to evict a tenant at Grace Townhomes in Port Richmond. The complaint alleges their negligent and reckless conduct saddled Angeles Rodriguez with post-concussion syndrome, depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder. While the eviction was underway, the tenant was hostile and aggressive. She then attacked Rodriguez until she was knocked unconscious. Her attorneys say Tabata should have known their client would be in harm's way and that he should have told her to leave the apartment so she could protect herself. The lawsuit also maintains that Shooter was, quote, woefully unqualified to lead the city's for-profit eviction system. The complaint is the second in connection to the violent incident. The tenant, Latice Bethia, is also suing Shooter after one of her contractors allegedly shot her in the leg during the incident at Grace Townhomes. The episode was the third time in 4 months where an eviction officer had fired their weapon while performing an eviction. Another woman was shot in the head and has also filed a lawsuit. The Philadelphia Sheriff's Office is now the only entity in Philadelphia that performs evictions. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.
This note, attorneys for Shooter and Tabata did not immediately respond to a request for comment.